Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for Tuesday, June 23, 2026. Tesla shares suffered their sharpest drop in months, closing at $381.61, down $29.54, or roughly 7.2%, on heavy volume. The sell-off came as a series of negative headlines hit the stock in a single session. For context, the 52-week high sits near $498, while the 52-week low is just under $289. The biggest story is a fatal crash in Texas. Tesla has now acknowledged that its full self-driving software was active in the moments before a Model Y slammed into a home and killed a pedestrian. In a regulatory filing, the company pointed to the driver overriding the system, but the admission marks a notable shift in Tesla's public stance on the incident. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a formal probe, and the case is likely to draw fresh scrutiny from regulators in Washington. In business news, Tesla has struck a $5 billion deal with NatPower to deliver 25 gigawatt hours of Megapack battery storage. It is one of the largest energy storage agreements Tesla has signed, and signals continued momentum in the stationary storage business, even as the auto side faces turbulence. Separately, Tesla is preparing to sell a new modular AI data center product called the Megapod, aimed at hyperscale and enterprise buyers. Regulatory pressure is also mounting in Europe. Sweden has formally asked the European Union to reject Tesla's full self-driving system unless the company removes a feature that allows drivers to intentionally exceed posted speed limits. Swedish authorities argue the option is incompatible with European road safety rules. The vote could influence full self-driving rollouts across the entire bloc. Finally, on the corporate side, Tesla has lost its head of quality, Kahire Ganz, who is leaving for rival Stellantis. The departure comes at a sensitive time as Tesla scales Cybercab production and ramps up Model Y output. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.